This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 102. For Thursday, October 15th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower on Thursday. The November canola contract was down 20 cents at $526 per ton. The January contract was down 60 cents at $532.80 per ton. Intermonth spreading was a feature in trade activity as participants continued to roll their positions out of the nearby November contract. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which is down by roughly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, prevented further losses for canola. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies kept pressure on prices, as most of the canola crop is off the field in Western Canada. Losses in comparable vegetable oils were a negative influence on canola. Nearby contracts were down by almost 0.75 cents this morning. Soybean futures are mostly stronger today. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 261,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. Ahead of NOPA's crush report released later today, analysts expect 155.2 to 167 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in September. 6 to 10 day forecasts in Brazil cause for widespread rain and in the country's north-central growing regions. Yesterday, economists at the University of Illinois published a note that said current economic conditions would suggest a shift from corn to soybeans for the 2021 growing season. Corn futures are also stronger today. Recent data from the Energy Information Administration showed increased ethanol production and larger stocks for the week ended October 9th. Production was up 1.5% to total 937,000 barrels per day, and stocks were 1.7% higher, totaling 20 million barrels. Regionally, stocks were down in the Midwest, but not enough to compensate for a 506,000 barrel increase in Gulf stocks. Wheat futures were higher today. The Rosario Grain Exchange lowered their forecast for Argentina's wheat crop by 1 million tons to total 17 million tons, citing prolonged dry conditions in key growing regions. A private firm expects the combined wheat output for Britain and the EU to total 219.5 million tons, which is a 200,000 ton gain from the previous forecast. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The November soybean contract is up by 6 cents at $10.62 per bushel. December soy oil is down by about 0.7 cents at $0.3317 per pound. December soy meal is up $8.50 at $3.7210 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract up 7 cents at $4.03 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract up 6 cents at $2.93 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago December is up 21.5 cents at $6.18. Kansas City December is up 22.5 cents at $5.58. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 13 cents in the December contract at $5.59. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.